All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, who specialize in building furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the San Francisco 49ers back up the truck to the house of their quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, as both sides were able to agree on a five-year extension that is worth $137.5 million. Now, last season saw the Niners acquire Jimmy G from the New England Patriots, and it cost San Francisco a second-round pick. But in five games as a starting quarterback for San Francisco, Garoppolo went 5-0 with seven touchdowns to five interceptions, while he completed nearly 67.5% of his passes. Now, the big question is, did the 49ers give Garoppolo too much money? And the answer is simply yes. However, the 49ers had no choice, because you figure once you gave up a second-round pick to acquire Garoppolo, you wanted him to be your franchise quarterback. If you're general manager John Lynch, and if you are head coach Kyle Shanahan, now you have your franchise guy. Now you believe in this guy. And now, most importantly, it is time for San Francisco to build around Jimmy G. How do you do that? It starts in a draft. Now, last year, so the 49ers have a solid first-year draft under Lynch and Shanahan. They brought in the likes of Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster on the defensive side of the football. Now it is time to put those pieces together around Jimmy G. So you can expect early on in the draft, the 49ers looking at an offensive tackle, another running back, another wide receiver, guys who can be around Jimmy G and can help this offense progress. That is going to be the big thing going forward. The Niners believe in this guy. He has shown all of the tools so far that he can be a franchise quarterback. Still hasn't lost a game. Remember, he was 2-0 as a starting quarterback of the New England Patriots in 2016. So it's a situation. The Niners believe in Jimmy G. Jimmy G believes in what the Niners are going to do, and I think that good things are on the horizon for one of the marquee franchises in the National Football League. So that's going to wrap it up, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.